Welcome everybody to another episode of Keeping It 100. This is Angel en la Casa Que Pasa. I actually got that from my sister. What's up, guys? Well, here in Wisconsin, as usual. Still chilly out there. Still chilly. And I do have folks, Eddie Ed, again with me today, live on FaceTime. He's in New York, the Bronx, the BX, Boogie Down. And you know, this episode is still an early episode and not many people know us completely. I don't know if we said everything in the introduction, but you know, my name is Angel. They call me Pee Wee just because I was born so tiny. And the nurse handed me over to my mother and said, "Here goes your little Pee-wee, and there goes my nickname." So, from Philadelphia, raised half my life in Puerto Rico and out here in Wisconsin. Now, Eddie, you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right. I was just kind of introducing myself again, you know, because it's another early episode. Haven't even been up to number 10 yet, you know, so still early. Sure. And again, I was telling them you're from New York, the Bronx, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. You've been to Philadelphia plenty of times, too, to visit family and friends, I believe.
Know the streets of North Philly well, you know?
There you go. So, yeah, I want to talk about, you know, a little bit of everything. We'll keep it 100, whatever we know, you know.
Sure.
But ever since, I want to say April, more and more UFO sightings been going on all around the world. And, you know, there was even people saying, you know, this is the real reason why they want us to stay inside. You know, that's a theory right now going on.
Oh yeah, definitely. We talked about this many times before, you know, and it makes sense. You know, everything they're doing now, all these plans they got, that's exactly what they want to do. You know, they want to change everything around and confuse us all, you know, and they're doing a good job of it.
Absolutely, a lot of people would agree out there with that. It's crazy. And also there's a changing the subject real quick, that's just what we do. I saw a video today of a little monkey, and this monkey was driving a little mini motorcycle, yo.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I think it was in India. And he pulled up to a little store riding that shit. He pulled up. It was like a little ninja. Pulled right up, grabbed a little girl, like five times his size, and dragged her down the block, bro. He got out the motorcycle and just dragged her like he wanted to take her. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah, man, and the monkey was so small and that powerful.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, last I heard, you know, what's the name, North Korean guy?
Oh, yeah, I kind of forget
Jong-un,
his name.
Whatever.
You're right.
So,
what about?
I mean, last I heard, he's alive.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. I figured he was hiding out somewhere, you know? And he popped up now, and now everybody knows.
You know, that's
so
crazy.
He's still around, you know? Yeah. But anyway, speaking a little of that, but, you know, what? Something else that's crazy is everything that's going on, you know. A lot of people, you know, you already know where I'm from, and a lot of people here are just losing it. I'll be honest with you. We talked about this before, but if this continues with this, shutdown situation, we're going to be in trouble. This economy is going to be destroyed, man.
And I agree.
They say June 1st. Now.
And I agree. And there's money just waste, in a sense where they're sending stimulus checks to tens of thousands of dead people. And there's still people out there that haven't even received one penny yet.
Oh, yeah. And that's another one you just mentioned. I know a lot of people on Social Security, they desperately need that money, and it's a shame. It's a shame, how it's, basically they turn their backs on the poor and the people that really need the help. It's a disgrace, this world, the way it is, plain and simple. It's a total disgrace. And that just makes it a whole lot worse with all this situation that's going on right now. And like I said before, it's going to get a whole lot worse, man. And I don't even know what the hell else to do. Now you got that insect from Asia over here now.
Is it that wasp that's going around? That hornet or whatever?
Eating up all the bees. Did you hear about that one?
Yo, that motherfucker looked like it's bigger than my finger. And I saw video. I saw a video of it attacked a rat. It attacked a rat, bro, and it killed the rat.
Definitely. Let me tell you something about those. I looked at the video, and I couldn't believe how they destroyed the whole, the beehive, and they killed all the bees, and they attack people, they attack everything, and it's like a big giant bee, but deadly. I mean, it just looks scary, man.
Yeah, so I saw it, man, and they got a nice stinger on it, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that shit get you one. Oh, my God.
It'll definitely, do some damage. Anyways,
I know a guy that his most embarrassing moment of his life, he told it to me, he was a real, real nice guy.
What's that?
He was riding in Florida. Nice, beautiful car. He was riding down the side of the beach Sunday morning. And he sees, there's a whole bunch of, he thought it was flies, but it were bees. And one of them got in the car. I'm not sure if it was a convertible or what, but some of them got in the car, but one of them went inside his pants and stung one of his testicles.
Get out of here.
I swear, man. He even swore to me, too. He was like, but that's not the embarrassing part. Embarrassing part was that it hurt him so much, he had to go to the hospital. And the doctors and everybody there messing, working on that right there. He said, man, that was the most embarrassing. But he said it was painful.
I could imagine. Listen. Right now, nothing you tell me would surprise me, man. First of all, you see it all in these tough streets here, the Bronx, South Bronx. You see it every day, and people are losing it, man. A lot of people they can't even deal with it. Jumping off buildings. These stories to certain people in certain places, they don't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They told me, what the hell are you doing over here, Angel? You come from Philadelphia City, and you come over here to the boonies. And I'm like, well, I wanted to come over here because I was over there in the city and it's rough, and I want to raise a family and I want to get into the less problems I can, they were like, hell no, I'd rather leave here and go to any city. And I'm like, see, they don't know. There's a big difference.
Yeah, Well, listen, you want to change your life, you want to better yourself, you want to move to a place where you feel you're safer in your family and you feel better, then that's where you should be. Absolutely. You know what I mean? And I tried it. You know, I went up there and I tried it, and I didn't like it. It's not for me, but hey. You know, I always continue to visit you here and there. I'll drive over there like I always do.
You know, the city, because you straight up city too, problem. You know.
Exactly. But that life is not for me. I just like it here better.
Yeah. It's not for everybody. I actually had a couple cousins that this is a true story. True story. I don't know what the heck he was running from, but he came with one of his homeboys and his wife was pregnant. And they had a little baby too. So she's pregnant, they got a little baby, his ass, and then, you know, a friend of his. All tatted up, straight gangster. So they were like, oh, I get there, I need y'all to give me a hand, blah, blah, blah. I was like, absolutely, you know, I'll pick her up in the train station. Man, first thing they do is hand me a fucking big ass duffel bag full of fucking diapers. They say, get rid of this for me, cuz. I was like, what the hell? And I put it inside a trash can, and people look at me like if I'm dumping a freaking bomb in there or something. And then we're driving, because you know very well that it's like an hour or a little more, you know, to get to where I'm at. From the train station or the Greyhound. So we were driving and driving. They're like, man, where the hell are we going? And I'm like, we're going home. And driving and driving. And it was dark too. They see pitch black. They don't see no lights. No driving right there. What the hell are we going? I'm like, we're almost there. Driving and driving. We're almost there. I'm like, yeah, 15 more minutes. 15 more minutes. We get to the house, right? Late as hell, midnight, they come knock on my door in my room. And I'm like, what's up? Like, yo, cuz, I'm sorry, but mind you, they ain't even been there not even 2 hours yet. They're like, man, we gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go right now. Take me back. I'm like, what? I just fucking drove all the way over here, buddy. You know, he's like, my wife don't like it. I'm like, but you haven't even seen nothing in the daylight yet. It's all dark. Nah, yo. The next morning, we had to take them back to the train station. You know, it's not for everyone, you know what I mean?
Right, right. No doubt. Anyways, yeah, going back to this situation, though, this is, it's like I told you before, it's just going to get worse day by day, but, I don't know, man. The world, I don't think it's going to be ever the same again. What do you think?
You know, I'm starting to believe it, because they're actually even saying that a lot of people don't even want to go back to work to continue to collect unemployment, to continue to collect those checks that Trump is sending.
Remember, it's not going to last forever. That one stimulus check that a lot of people have not seen yet, and a lot of people have, that's all we're going to look at. If you want me to be honest, after these people are not going to, and they're not going to continue to get money, and not only that, they're not going to help the people that are losing their businesses, those people that are suffering, and they're not going to be able to cover millions of people. It's just impossible. But the problem is they keep lying to the people, and that makes it worse. You know, and they don't open up the country back. It's what they got to do. You know, because you're gonna have a lot more problems, man. Let me tell you, if they don't open up soon, there's gonna be worse problems. Because you gotta make money. People have to work. I mean, let's be honest here, and nobody's gonna be home for the whole summer. Not even me, not you, not your kids. Nobody's gonna stand that for the whole summer. And walking around with a damn mask with the heat wave that's coming. Come on, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal, you know. I think they gotta hurry up with that vaccine. Trump, he is basically almost promising that by the end of the year we're gonna have it. A lot of people are saying, a lot of doctors are saying that we probably won't. So, you know, again, you know, it's a thing between politics. You don't know who's telling the truth, what news to listen to, you know, what's real, what's not, you know.
That's true. And that's the big problem right there. You can't trust nobody today or any day. You know what I mean? You just can't. They're going to always lie anyway. So, you know, the world, like I said, the world will never be the same again. This is worse than 9/11, and it's just begun. So, you know, it's like I said, then the next thing is going to be the aliens, and I guarantee that.
Well, now that you mentioned the aliens, I was actually going to ask you a couple questions. Number one, let's just get it out there, and I'll try to match the question with you, the answer as well. The question: do you believe that there is aliens or any type of living thing out there in our solar system or in the universe? Do you truly believe?
Absolutely. Definitely.
And I'm with you on that, but hold on, because we'll continue the whole segment right now. We start, because you're ready to keep on going. I see it. Other question, do you believe the same thing, but under the ocean? Do you believe there are aliens under the ocean as well?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Would you think that people, and I agree on that too, do you think that people, when people pass away, when people die, their spirit, do it turn into an alien? Do it, you know, I don't know, there's something that people been talking about, like their spirit might be the aliens.
Well,
so if we pass, we'll become an alien.
Right. Okay, do I honestly believe that? No, but it could be a different way. I could be wrong, you know. What you just said, you could be right, but I just don't see it that way. I don't think, you know, that we'll just come out like an alien or something, but it's just, okay, we're in this world, we're in this planet, and we're human beings, and there's other planets where other type of people, and you know, that's just the way it is.
I mean, right now, you know, they unleashed a lot of footage.
Sure.
Trump, what was it? A couple days ago, and Trump saw the video too of some footage there of, you know, unidentified flying objects. And
I know one thing, they live a longer life than us, so yeah. Much more years than us, yeah. So I guess we got it the worst, if you ask me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And we can't travel anywhere like they could, so you know what I mean?
There's been a lot of comets and meteors these past couple of days. Talking about that, I think tonight or tomorrow night there's going to be a meteor shower somewhere around the world. But they also said that those viruses and stuff sometimes come from rocks that come from outer space, little pieces of meteors and comets that fall down and bring in, you know, types of different diseases. I didn't think about that. I'm like, maybe that could be possible.
Could be possible, yeah.
And it's probably going to be stuff that is going to be incredibly hard to even know what the hell to do with it, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like I said, it's just... Notice how 2020 started real bad. This has got to be the worst season, the worst year, that I've ever seen, because it doesn't get worse than this. So if it does, then more things are to come, I guess. So you know what I mean? But this is real bad right now, because it's like I said, a lot of people are paralyzed. You can't do what you want to, and you're going to see a lot of, well, I already saw a few cases of suicide. I told you about that. Mm-hmm. People are going to start killing themselves, man. I mean, I understand that people are scared, you know, to go to work. But if we don't go to work, there's going to be no economy. You got to look at that, too. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are scared. I can understand. But you have to understand that if people do not work, this is going to get a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah, I mean, even if the $1,200 alone ain't really much to, you know, people pay that just for rent. What about electric? What about, you know?
Sure. Food, electric, bills, whatever. Kids, you got to feed those. You got to, it's just a lot of things. You know what I mean? That's not enough. And they know that. So, but it surprises me. I thought they were going to open up soon, and, you know, nothing yet. They're talking about June 1st for your hometown, North Philadelphia. June 1st,
wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
June 1st, man. So that's a long time, let me tell you. That's going to be over 2 months that you was holding down the economy for that long. That's going to be a big effect, I'm telling you. If we go back to the Depression times, that's going to be real sad.
I know. Just can't imagine. And, you know, it's no matter. I mean, it's just bad. It's just bad, period. And so much shit been going on, just like you said, all around the world, you know, earthquakes, volcanoes, tornadoes, you name it, you know, and it's just, and of course, a lot of stuff. We only know probably like 10% of the stuff that's going on around the world with the news. I mean, I don't know, 90% of it, we don't know.
Of course, yeah. And that's the thing right there, that, you know, I mean, you'll go crazy if you was to think about all the shit that's going on, but it's straight up. I mean, there's just too many problems in this world. Plain and simple, man. And now it's even worse with this freaking virus situation. If it wasn't for this, I mean, it was a whole lot better. We had a whole bunch of problems, but now we got even more problems, a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be bad for us, for our the kids.
Now, they're talking about another wave. Is that something you've heard of? Another wave coming?
I mean, that's horrible. Just to think about, that's crazy, man. Another winter comes by, and here we go, another 150,000 people dead. I mean,
this sucks, you know. Like when I went on the other day to go see my grandma on her birthday, you know. I wish I could have gave her a kiss and a hug, you know, and I couldn't because of all this corona stuff, you know. She's up in age, I don't want to give her anything either, you know.
I know how you feel, man. It's the same thing with my mother.
You could tell she was sad. Right. She was sad.
Oh, man, of course, man, because, you know how we were raised, and it's always a big hug and a kiss, and I can't even do that with my mother, and I feel bad. But what's even worse is this situation. How long is they talking about years now? So the situation, if you ask me, went from bad to worst, and it's a scary ride. This is a scary ride, man, because you don't know what the hell is gonna happen next. And you know, we're living in the worst times right now, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree. 2020 is no joke, man. No joke.
Yeah. This is the worst time ever that I've ever seen in my life. And I know you and a lot of people. And it's just going to get worse. So knowing that, you know, that whatever is coming now, it's I mean, how could you even get on with your life and sleep well and all that? This is affecting a lot of people's health and all that, man. It's freaking ridiculous. We're paying the price for other people's stupidity, if you ask me.
I'm telling you, a lot of people are saying, you know, that they're doing this also so a lot of elderly people could pass away, and because they can't afford, you know, paying the Social Security and stuff like that. I've heard that many a times too.
And oh, yeah.
I just can't believe that. That'd be insane.
Right. Hey, listen, it makes sense to me. But I hope it's not true, but if it is, I wouldn't be surprised either. It's a lot of corruption in this world, man. And that's why we got all these tons of problems right now. And it's just because of that situation. And all these politics and all these guys in suits, they're the biggest crooks that there are out there.
Oh, yeah.
And the biggest problems, you know? And they can't do anything right. That's why I always say, you know, you're voting for people and promises. It's always been there for, like, every year is always like, promises, but they never comply. You know?
Yep. You know, man, anybody out there that's listening to us, we also like to collect, especially Eddie, he likes to collect coins, antique coins and things like that. And he got a lot of really good coins, and I got a few as well, but he definitely is a collector, and there's only one problem. Where do we go to get them appraised? Is there a phone number out there you guys know, or an address where to go, or website, anything? Just hit me up in my email, wakaty215@gmail.com, wakaty215@gmail.com, and we'll greatly appreciate that, because it's been real difficult for us to know where to go to get them appraised, I mean, he showed me some quarters, and the back, it was Puerto Rico, and I was like, whoa, wow, I never seen that one. Puerto Rico, as you know, is not a state yet, but and those are supposed to be the state coins, the state quarters. So that's probably a rare one. I would like to know the price on that one. Same thing with baseball and football cards and basketball cards. You know, you guys know as well.
I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and I always got, you know, like baseball cards and rookie cards and whatnot. I have all of those.
And again,
even Michael Jordan rookie cards.
Yeah, look at that. That's cool. When I was young, man, I had I don't know how many thousands of cards, man. Thousands. I had boxes and boxes.
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
A lot of money I spent on baseball cards, and you know what? That's one thing where, as a kid, I never regret, because
I bet you wish you had all those cards right now.
Oh yeah, of course. You know. Even though I don't have to keep them like in the storage or something, but hey, is it be worth it? Yeah.
Oh yeah, people pay top dollar. People pay top dollar.
Sure.
Well, yeah, you know, real quick, I'm from Philly, and you've been to Philly plenty of times too. Have you ever been? Because I never been to this place. I'm gonna ask you. Have you ever been to the Eastern State Penitentiary?
Eastern State Penitentiary.
That's in Philadelphia.
I've heard of it, but I've never been there.
It's the old number one in the world haunted prison.
Oh no, I've never been there. No, and I never heard of it. I did hear of it, but I think it was years ago I heard about it.
Man, you gotta! I can't wait to go. I wanna go. You can actually pay. You could actually pay to take a tour, and go in there and stuff. And you gotta sign a paper too. If something happens, you know. Yeah, my cousins and my aunts, they went over there.
Really?
Yeah, and they went a couple times, and everybody tells me they've been there, like they always leave with an experience, bro. Something always happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would like to check that out one day.
Well, I don't know about that one because it's, and not that I'm scared or anything, honestly, but you don't know if those things will follow you when you leave. You know what I mean? You start wondering. You leave that place, but when you go somewhere else, then you'd be like, wait a minute, what's going on around you?
Oh, yeah.
Never know, you know.
They make a lot of money on Halloween. They do these Halloween things in there too.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. So that's one place that always been over there that I never went to.
Yeah, so many things right to do, and now we can't do anything. Still haven't gotten a haircut, man. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah. What are you gonna do, right?
But yeah, you know, I started working not that long ago, and you know, it's difficult wearing masks and doing things with gloves. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. I give you know, kudos to the doctors and the nurses and all the people that are out there, you know, using that day and night. You know, it's not easy, man. Just wearing that mask, you know.
Yeah, definitely, man. They do it all. They're the true heroes right now, man. They deserve all that credit. And you know what? Here's the worst part of this. Once this, let's say this all magically goes away, like the president said, right? It magically goes away, disappears. The first one that people will forget is the doctors and nurses. Sure, you know, they'll give them credit and all that, but after a while they'll forget about them, man. You know, because it's like that.
But yeah.
Just like the truck drivers were saying, and I believe those truck drivers. Oh, when they need them, they treat them nice, and then when they, you know, really don't need them, they treat them like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe all that, man, because they. I don't think these people are going to go in there and lie about that, you know? And he was talking to the guy how bad the people was treating him. And then when he saw that he was delivering food and all that, they treated him bad or whatever. But, you know, you get that a lot from certain people.
Yeah.
It's just the way life is.
Absolutely.
And you got to deal with everything like that in life, you know?
You know, it's... people, you know, there's, yeah, it's just crazy. There's doctors and nurses that have a lot of passion to, you know, for helping people. Like, you could tell they have passion. And there's also a lot of doctors and nurses that you could tell they're there just to make the money. They don't care, you know. And, you know, that sucks. You know, they should be there with passion, you know, wanting to take care of you and not just leave you there and not do things correctly because they don't care. They just want that money, you know.
Right, right. It shouldn't be that way at all. You know what I mean? You know, we're Americans. We should be treated like Americans. Like, you see all this going on, but they're not really helping people. They're helping rich people, but they're not helping the middle class and the poor, and that bothers me because we're all human beings, and you know, we all deserve to be treated equally.
That's
and
right.
fairly.
That's right.
But they're not never gonna do that. You know what I mean?
Hey,
it's all about money.
Changing the subject. Who's your favorite baseball player?
Oh man, that's a tough one.
Of all time.
Wow, you just threw a tough one at me. I have to go with Roberto Clemente, man.
Ooh, beautiful
because of
choice.
Everything he went through and everything he did, you know.
And I believe, Edwin, there's a huge conspiracy with Roberto Clemente. I believe he crashed in an airplane, I believe.
Yeah.
And they never found the body.
Yeah, he went to deliver food to the poor. And he took the plane ride and... tragically, he got killed in that crash and ended his life. And he was doing so good, man. The numbers were there. He led in everything. I think stolen bases, hitting, stealing bags. He did it all. And home runs. And, you know, it's a shame, man, because if he would have been alive... Still,
he would have had a nice record.
He still made the Hall of Fame, but it would have been a whole lot better because you could see what he did for the rest of his career. He could have done a lot more. So that was the real reason it was more sad. Yeah. But he made a name for himself with the little that he gave baseball. You know, because if he would have stayed there longer, it would have been a whole lot better. A much better career, but it's okay because he was still respected like that, let's say.
Yeah, my wife likes Roberto Clemente too.
Yeah.
Good player there.
But there's a lot of good ones. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones.
I know that's hurting you. You can't see no baseball right now.
Oh yeah, of course, man. That's
but I'm with you on that because I can't see no boxing either. You know, boxing's my thing, man. Nothing, man.
I like boxing too, and it's a shame, man. You can't see nothing, man. Like, it's ridiculous. Everybody's paying the price, let's say, basically, you know. And it's sad, man.
Oh,
it's real sad that we're going through this.
Well, we just gotta stay strong, be safe, and continue that practice of washing our hands and
absolutely.
Know.
Yep, stay clean and keep going, man. That's all we can do.
Yes, sir.
Hang in there and. To, you know, try to make it day by day, no matter how hard it is, and that's all we could do for the sake of our families and our kids.
That's right, man. I just, you know, there's always a positive from a negative, so you know, we just gotta pass through these obstacles that we gotta go through and just pass them and keep all on going. It sucks, though. It sucks.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It definitely sucks, you know, because it ruins a lot of things. But somehow, some way, we just got to keep going. We don't have a choice, you know. Day by day, man. That's all we can do.
I know.
That's how we...
And,
you know, that's how we continue.
In the next podcast, we're going to be having, I'm actually going to be throwing out some topics there, make things a little, give it a little spice. We're definitely going to rock these topics. And,
yes, sir.
Again, shoot me out an email, everybody, if, you know, y'all want to recommend a topic for us to talk about throughout the podcast. Again, WAKATY215@gmail.com. And I think we're going to cut it up now. And Edwin, you stay up. You stay safe. Sir. And that's Eddie Ed from the BX Bronx there for you guys. And that's all, folks, for keeping it 100%. You stay safe. Everybody stay safe. Keep it 100. 100.